Let's turn our attention to collections. Quite frequently, almost in any type of application you might be building, you're going to be working with some form of a collection. Now, Python supports three different types of collections. We're going to be taking a look at two here, which will be our lists and our arrays. So let's start off by taking a look at lists. The way that we set up a list is by using that square bracket operator that we're seeing up at the very top here. Now, this is something that is pretty common throughout most programming languages, that square bracket is going to indicate some form of a collection. Frequently, it's going to be an array. In Python, it's going to be a list. Now, a list is going to be a collection of items. And those items can be really anything that you might want. They could be objects, they could be, in my case, strings or numbers, or whatever it is that you might want. Now, your lists are always going to be mutable, meaning that you can change them. Now, we can create a list in one of two ways. We can do it the way that I have up at the very top there, which is by pre-populating it, or we can start off with an empty list, and then we can add in items by using a few different methods, one of them being append, which, sort of as the name implies, is going to put items at the end. So if I ran this code, what I would wind up seeing for my names and my scores would be Christopher and Susan, and then 98 and 99. You'll also notice that if I want to access an individual item, then I can use the indexer. Counting starts with 0, so the index of 1 is going to give me the second item. The second item in this case is going to be 99. So if I ran this, this would be the output. Python also supports arrays, which are specifically going to be collections of number data types. Now, unlike a list, in order for me to use an array, I actually have to create an array object, and I have to go get that by bringing it in from the array library. And that's what that first line of code right up at the very top here is doing. Now, we've got a later module where we'll talk about working with modules and libraries and packages and things like that. So for right now, you can take this tantamount to magic, but basically what we're doing here is we're just importing in an array. Now we indicate the numeric data type that we're going to be using. In my case, I'm going to be using a double. And then we're going to append on our items. So we'll add on 97 and 98. We'll print it out. And then just like with a list, then we're going to access the second item here by indicating 1 as our indexer. Again, all counting starts with 0, so that's why we're going to use 1 to access the second item. And you'll notice the results there. Now, one thing that you might be wondering is, hey, Christopher, what then is the difference between an array and a list? And, well, I'm glad you asked. An array, again, has to be numeric data types, and everything inside of there always has to be the same data type. And so that can give you a little bit of extra structure and help you avoid a class of bugs, because it's going to prevent you from accidentally, say, putting in a string where you were just dealing with numbers. On the flip side, a list can actually store any data type, can be mixed data types, etc. So our list is just going to give us that much more flexibility. And again, depending on the type of programming that you're going to be doing, you'll find yourself using one data type more frequently than the other. In my case, especially because of the fact that I do a lot of web dev, I find myself using lists much more frequently than I use arrays. I also want to real quick mention the fact that there are other libraries that are out there, such as NumPy, that will give you some additional support when you're dealing with large collections of items. Now let's talk a little bit about some common operations that we can perform on, say, a list. So if we have our names here, and again, I've thrown Susan and Christopher into there, then what we can do is we can access the total number of items that are in there by using len. This is different from a lot of other programming languages where you'll typically notice that length or count will be available as a property. Here we use a built-in function which we'll then be able to pass an array or a list into, and then it will give us back the total length of items that are inside of there. So in this case, it will give us 2 because we just have Susan and Christopher. Then we can go ahead and call insert. With insert, we specify the index that we want to put this in front of. So because of the fact that we're specifying 0, it's going to wind up going at the very beginning. So we'll go ahead and print that out. And what we'll wind up noticing there is we'll get Bill, Susan, and Christopher. Last but not least is we've got sort. And what sort will do is with strings, put it into alphabetical order. In the case of numbers, it will put it into 0 through infinity, if you will. Smallest to biggest is the easiest way to put that. And then we can go ahead and print that out, which also then in turn implies the fact that this is going to have a side effect. So when I call sort here, it's actually going to be modifying the list. You do want to be careful about that because that might not be what you're looking for. So do be careful about that. And so we'd see the output down at the very bottom there. I also want to mention the fact that we have the ability to grab a range or grab a smaller sub-collection, if you will, of our larger collection. So if we take a look at Susan, Christopher, Bill, and Justin, I can grab a range by indicating the start and the end index here. Now, it's going to be up to but not including that end index. And one way that we can think about what's going on behind the scenes is that our indexes are right here on the commas and on the square brackets. So we would have, if you will, behind the scenes, 0, 1, 2, 3, and 4 at the beginning, comma, 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 and then at the very end there with our number 4. So when I say 1 to 3, then what we're going to wind up getting here is starting from the number 1 all the way up to the number 3, but it's going to stop right there. So that subrange that I would wind up getting here is just going to be Christopher and Bill, and that would wind up being the output. I also want to mention real briefly the fact that, let me just change this back to red, that if I got rid of the 1, so if I just simply said square bracket, colon, and then the number 3, then what that's going to do is it's actually going to give me all the way up to but not including 3. So it's a really kind of neat bit of shortcut syntax that I can use to say give me all the way up to but not including that number. Okay, now lists and arrays are great because it just gives me the ability to take some items, put it somewhere, and then I can go in and access them via a numeric index. But what happens if maybe I want to use things with key value pairs? Well, that's what a dictionary is all about, is it gives me the ability to put together groups of items, but instead of doing it based on numeric indexes, I can instead use key value pairs. So the way that we create a dictionary is very similar to how we would use, say, JSON inside of JavaScript, for those of you that are familiar with JSON, is we've got a curly brace and a curly brace at the very beginning there. And then what we've got is our key value pair here. So our key is first, and then our value is Christopher. And then you'll notice here on the index that we're going to grab that index of last, and then we're going to set that to be a name of Harrison. And so that's a very easy way that we can add on brand new items onto this dictionary. And so now you'll notice that we could actually print out the full item, or we could print out items that we access by, again, that index. Instead of using a number, we're just going to use the name. So it's our key value pairs. Now, having access to a dictionary, very common across a lot of different programming environments, so we can see this in a lot of different places. And so we'll break down the differences here, and the basic decision point on whether or not to use a dictionary versus, say, using a list is really whether or not I want to be able to name things and whether or not I need things to be in a guaranteed order. As of right now, only a list is going to give you a guaranteed order. A dictionary, again, as of right now, is not going to guarantee you the order. That does change with some different libraries that will give you some different types of dictionaries that will be able to store the order. There's also the possibility that in the future it will guarantee the order. But again, as of right now, it's not going to guarantee that order. So do keep that in mind when you're using your dictionary, that storage order is not going to be guaranteed. Okay, let's get in and take a look at a demo of all of this.